Sleepyhead Taro and the Children. Once upon a time, a very poor mother and son lived happily together, farming the land. The son was called Taro. They barely made enough to live on, though they both worked without rest, day in and day out. The land was barely fertile, and they were so plagued by droughts that they ran out of things to eat. Taro's mother fell ill and died from exhaustion, leaving him all alone. Overcome by sadness, Taro wept and wept and went on weeping until long after her funeral. And then he fell into a very deep sleep. He slept and slept and slept some more. The neighbors were sick with worry and came to visit him, but he was dead to the world. They cooked food and brought it to him, and he did eat it, but without waking up even for a second. Village officials arrived and hollered in Taro's ears, but he remained sound asleep. The children from around there came and tickled his feet. His feet jiggled about, but he himself didn't so much as blink an eye. Before anyone knew it, 3 years had passed, and the fields and paddies by Taro's house were blanketed in weeds. Then, one morning, Taro suddenly woke up. He went straight out into the fields and paddies, got rid of the weeds that had grown as tall as he was, and threw himself into tilling the soil. People were shocked to see him. "Sleepyhead Taro has come out of his 3 year sleep," they cried. The drought in the village was as bad as it had ever been. And when Taro became aware of this, he headed out to the river with a hoe over his shoulder. A man from the village asked him what he was planning to do at the river.
"I'm going to dig a channel for the water," he replied. "But the river is far away from here," laughed the man. "You're crazy if you think you can dig a channel with a single hoe."
Taro went on his way nonetheless.
"Hey, let's all lend Taro a hand," said the village children when they heard about what he was going to do.
They all lined up behind Taro and followed him to the river. Taro sunk his hoe deep into the earth by the river. He dug and he dug and he dug some more, and the children dug too, just like him. The children's parents were anxious about them and went to the river. They were deeply moved to see Taro and the children clutching their hoes and digging a water channel as if their lives depended on it. And they pitched in themselves alongside their children. The sun was setting on the western horizon by the time the channel finally reached the rice paddies in the village. Water from the river came streaming along the channel, bursting into them.
"We did it!"
they all cried out to each other.
"Thank you, Taro. Thank you so much."
After that, the village boasted wonderful rice harvests, even when there was a drought. It was all thanks to the water that ran from the river along the channel to their paddies. The village prospered, and Taro continued to work the earth, living in perfect harmony with everyone around him.